Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Honeybees are important.
Honeybees are responsible for a good $15 to $20 billion every year in added agricultural productivity.
David Tarpley is a honeybee specialist at North Carolina State University. He says even if you don't like honeybees, you'd miss them if they went away.
We would have about one-third less to eat every day.
That's because they pollinate so many common crops as they fly their daily rounds gathering nectar. But honeybees are struggling. So, Ali Maslowski with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us the Virginia Department of Agriculture has come up with a way to help them.
The plant is a result of honeybees dying at really high rates in the last few years. So it's a voluntary plan. It pretty much outlines best practices for people that have honeybees and are spraying pesticides around them.
Allie, this story by Tanya Moxley in the Roanoke Times includes some numbers on honeybee colony loss, and those numbers are frightening.
Yes. In 2015, it was almost half of the colonies that died, which is especially a big deal in Virginia because honeybees are part of the agricultural sector, which is our largest economic sector.
What's killing the bees is not entirely understood, but there's no doubt pesticides are a threat to them. So the state plans to develop a website to address at least that part of the problem.
The groups that have bees and the groups that are using pesticides can communicate about where the bees are, when they'll be spraying the pesticides and things like that, so they can coordinate their efforts in that way.
It's not clear when that website will go live. Apparently, there are some questions about funding. The other story we're talking about today is by Robert Zullo with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it relates to the ongoing effort to deal with the single most dangerous element in our cars.
For the last 130 years, we've been working around that least reliable part of the car, the driver.
That's how Chris Urmson, a Google researcher, put it in a TED Talk. Allie, there is a lot of money being spent on self-driving vehicle research, and Virginia is inviting more of that money into the state, starting with I-95 and 495 in Northern Virginia. They plan to make the high occupancy lanes available as test sites.
Right. It'll be an open testing ground for them, and after the initial phase of the testing, they'll actually have the self-driving cars on the road with light traffic later on.
What makes the high occupancy lanes good for this is that between morning rush and evening rush, they're closed to traffic. And Allie, we should point out that when these cars finally do get into traffic, they'll be carrying one of those least reliable elements, a human being.
Right. They'll have an operator in them at all times.
State law requires it. Ali Maslowski is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.